This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
Now it is time to plead the fifth. Who is on the hot seat today? Well, producer Steph, you have a seat. Sit down. All right. Enjoy yourself. Get comfortable.
Okay.
Because it's about to get very uncomfortable. What is plead the fifth? We have five questions ready to ask Steph. These can be very uncomfortable questions, but you have to answer all of them truthfully, except one. You do get to plead the fifth on one of these questions. The problem is, once you use it, it's done. The rest you have to answer totally truthfully.
Okay.
So it's all you today, Steph. How are you feeling? You nervous?
I'm so nervous. Like, I was walking around before during the song, and I was, like, trying to breathe, trying to get myself together. But, yeah, I'm really nervous right now.
Okay, well, I would tell you not to be, but I would be too if I were you. I've seen the questions.
Yeah, we got the questions ready to go. Mercedes, you want to give her the first question?
Yes, let's go. Okay, question number one. Steph, in the hot seat, if you could have a fling with someone from your past without any consequences, who would it be with?
Oh my gosh, you guys are coming in hot, the first one. If you could have a fling with anyone from my past, is this as if like they were a friend or was I with them? Is that
anyone in your past? It could be the guy who used to deliver your UPS packages. You had a past with him, you know?
Like interactions with them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Okay, I'm thinking of someone. I did think there was a really cute guy in my it was like a history class of some sort in college, and he was like the assistant to the professor. I don't remember his name, but he was so intellectual. I would go to office hours, but you know, I didn't really know him. So if I were to choose anyone, it would be him.
Way to pick a stranger. Smart strategy. I see your strategy on that.
He was like a tall.
This way James can't get mad at her afterwards.
He was tall. He was cute. And he was really smart.
Do you have a name?
I don't remember his name.
Oh, she knows.
I don't remember his name, but I'll tell you off the air. No, I'm kidding. No, I really don't remember his name.
So the assistant to the professor in college.
Oh, yes. We'll take that.
Okay.
Question number two.
Here we go, Steph. Let's see here. What's the most selfish thing you've ever done in your relationship?
Oh boy, the most selfish, because I mean, goodness, I'm human, I can be selfish sometimes, but the most selfish that sticks out in my mind is when I was living in San Diego with James. We kind of agreed, because of the career that I'm in radio, to move up in the career that I'd have to move cities. So I prefaced to James that, hey, if the time comes one day where I have to leave San Diego, are you willing to come with me? And at that time, he said, absolutely. You know, I'd move for you. We'd start a new life together in a new city. So I got a job from when I was an assistant producer in San Diego. I got an executive producer job in Connecticut. And I said, all right, babe, got the job. Time to pack your bags. Let's go.
I don't think that's selfish.
I think it's selfish because he says, you're not going to ask me.
You just assumed he was coming.
Exactly. That's where the selfishness came in. He goes, all right, well, you're not going to ask me. We're not going to like talk about this. We're not going to see like if this fits my timeline. And I'm like, oh,
yeah. Oh, were you not coming?
Were you not going to come? I'll just
go. The U-Haul truck is in the driveway.
My bad.
So I would say we kind of talk about it from time to time that it was pretty selfish of me that I didn't really ask.
And then how quickly after Connecticut did you come back? I guess you could say back to us or to us for the first time?
8 months. I was in Connecticut for 8 months and I came to Vegas.
All right. You have not used your fifth yet.
That's
you have
good,
not
Steph.
Pled the fifth yet. Question number three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the biggest lie you've ever told to get out of trouble?
Ooh, to get out of trouble. When I think of trouble, I think of when I'm a kid. I remember when I broke my foot, I lied to my parents on why I broke my foot. Okay, so I broke my foot when I was a freshman in high school. I jumped off of my friend's roof because we were sneaking out of the house. But I told my mom that we weren't sneaking out of the house and I didn't jump off the roof, that we were just horsing around. And it was like on the stairs. I forgot what the lie was. Oh, the lie was me and my friend Amanda, we were wrestling and I was jumping off the stairs and I broke my foot. But really, I jumped off the roof of my friend's house.
Did you ever admit the truth to her?
She found out because of AIM. Do you remember AIM?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yanks Diva.
Yes. Mine was HH Dancer 27. I put an away message saying, can't believe I jumped off a roof and I broke my foot. And she saw my away message because she went on the family computer and saw it.
Oh, dang.
What kind of dope puts that as your away message?
You didn't expect your parents to be on AIM.
You can't be too
my
risky.
Mom doesn't know. She still thinks that's a toothpaste. Does she even know?
All right.
All right.
You haven't used your You plead the fifth yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm nervous for these last two.
All right, I'm up here. Steph, have you ever made a move on someone who was already in a relationship?
Judging from that, I'd say yes.
I plead the fifth.
Oh! Was that a professor's assistant in a relationship?
I plead the fifth.
We can't ask
any follow-up.
Oh, okay. Homemaker.
The other woman.
Oh, okay. That means you have to ask. You have to answer this question no matter what it is, Steph.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
What's your social security number? No, just kidding.
Hey.
Who in your life do you secretly wish you could cut ties with, but haven't?
Oh my God. Can I ask answer number four?
No.
Can
you
I go back?
The fifth. Now you got to answer it.
Can you repeat the question again?
Who in your life do you secretly wish you could cut ties with but haven't?
Oh, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this. It's a family member. It's one of my siblings.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to cut ties with one of your siblings?
Yeah, I do want to cut ties with one of my siblings.
What? You have to give us the details.
I'll give you a summary. It's just toxic. They cause a lot of drama in the family. I kind of have cut ties already with my sibling, but I haven't fully. Yeah, that's a lot. That's actually, I was saying a lot already.
Oh.
This game gets people in trouble every single week.
Yeah, you got in trouble.
I got in trouble last week.
Are you sure you just don't want to tell us your social security number?
Yeah, maybe I should just, this was fun.
Oh,
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, do they listen?
They do listen.
Ah!
They
Steph.
Do listen. But hey, I think they've already kind of gotten the hint.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, hey, here it is. Cut ties with you today.
Well, now you can just send this to them. She wants to cut ties. Sorry.
It's over.
Family, man. Family.
That was intense the past 3 weeks doing this game.
I feel dirty.
Do we continue again? Are you back in the hot seat again, Mercedes, next
week? I think
that's
the end of this bit.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no,
no,
I agree. I don't like this bit.
We need a round two.
Two against one. You're out.
No, come on.
JC's in the hot seat every week.
No. We've got those tickets for you to go see Pink. Not just any tickets. These are lower level tickets to see Pink. They're coming up right after Fall Out Boy. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.